Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Joins us every Thursday and gives us a preview of what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have some tragic news to report. We have been covering this very suspicious death of a woman who died in November, a 26-year-old Reagan Barber. And on Friday the 13th, her mother actually turned herself in, admitting that she had been the one to pull the trigger to kill her own daughter in a dispute over the granddaughter. So it's very, very sad. We do have all the details on that. And, of course, there's more coming out. But it's kind of confusing because it sounds like she has a story that, that she was going to take the granddaughter to Alabama, came back home. And I'm not sure how that all played out, but the daughter had told her she could not see the granddaughter anymore, and then the grandmother killed the child's mother.
So okay, I feel very ignorant because I did not realize. Are you guys the first to report? I didn't realize that there was any reporting of a confession out there. I thought Santa
she
Rosa
turned herself in.
Right.
She turned herself in. And so we have the details. Like I said, it's very confusing because we're trying to piece all of it together. But it does say that she did turn herself in. And now in what I read, she doesn't exactly confess, but she does turn herself in. Mm. Why would someone turn themselves in if they had not actually done it? But yeah, she does have a big story about it, but it does look like she turned herself in, which.
Well, I thought she was wanted for questioning. And that's why I'm just trying to make sure how well established is it that she is saying she's the one who pulled the trigger? That's the part I may have missed a report or missed a story, but I didn't know that was publicly reported yet. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, well, you know what? We better double check that. But it looks like that she was arrested. So that's what we have reported.
Okay. All right. You guys also have a story about the skate park discussion, changes to the skate park, right?
Yes. Yeah, so this is about 67 people turned out because they're very interested in this skate park. And they are talking about the one that's been in Gulf Breeze since probably, at least 30 years. And they say that it's very out of date. It was never constructed correctly. So Upward Intuition, who is the group who actually put the skate park underneath the I-110 overpass or ramp in Pensacola, they're involved. And so they are actually just right now trying to get information about interest and doing exploratory with the city of Gulf Breeze. And so there's a ton of interest, and I hope that this does come to fruition because, as they say, it is something that gives something to the rest of the kids to do who don't necessarily want to play organized sports. And so it's something that's really popular.
You've also got a story, and we kind of had covered this, about the dust-up between Rhett Rowell and the rest of the commissioners over whether they should or should not now pledge a certain percentage of local option sales tax renewal towards farmland conservation or wait until information that's going to come from the Trust for Public Land, right?
Yes, we have an article about that. And so, of course, the issue is, should we take some of the local option sales tax money that the people, from other areas to protect farmland. And I believe that everybody does want to protect farmland. However, the county commissioners from the South End say, well, whoa, a lot of that money comes from the South End. And we feel like we would be, doing a disservice to our constituents if we take all the money and put it into the North End.
Mm-hmm.
So there is going to be some negotiation on that. Of course, Rhett Rowell says, well, there should not be any discussion because the farmland is what feeds all of us, and so we really need to protect it. So everyone has a really good point. We'll see how it all works out.
By the way, speaking of feeding, we're losing another Winn-Dixie. Tiger Point is going to close and turn to an Aldi. Is that right?
That's right. It's just in the last few days. I went in last week, and the store, some of the employees there told me that they are going to sell everything out at a discount. So there were some things on the shelves back then that were 15 to 25% off. There were some deals, however. A lot of the things are going to not replenish, so once it's gone, it's gone. And they were going to put in, I think they said they were going to continue to stock eggs and milk, things like that, until the store actually closes. And I believe it's going to be before the beginning of March. And that area will turn into an Aldi. And I'm not sure how they're going to configure it, but the Winn-Dixie liquor store will remain open.
Oh, okay. Yeah, some have, some haven't, I think. And, yeah, they typically keep some of those perishables, like meat you sometimes get, although a limited supply at the other Winn-Dixies that are closing. And if you can find the right day when it's actually a big discount, you can make out like a bandit. But, it's not always that way just because it's a markdown. Last one, and just kind of, I don't even know this story. What is the spilled soup F-dot story?
Okay, this is a good one. A 103-year-old woman who lives in Whisper Bay, she was going to get her granddaughter to deliver her some soup. Now, there has been, ever since they've done this project for the widening of Highway 98, they have left this very jarring dip. So when you come off the bridge, or come off the highway into the neighborhood, you go down and up, and it really, it's very noticeable. And I've actually spoken to Ian Satterer, who is the public information officer for FDOT, about this.
Yeah.
And he said they were going to fix it. It's going to happen. Actually, that project is supposed to wrap up in early spring, which is pretty close. So we're hoping to find out what's going on with that. However, this woman, her granddaughter was bringing her some soup. And she was in a passenger in the car, and she had the soup down on the floorboard between her feet. And when they hit that floor, they hit that big dip, some of the soup spilled over the side of the container and burnt her foot, causing second-degree burns. And this just enraged the 103-year-old woman, and she said, this something has got to be done about this. So I shot an email over to Ian Satterer and said, just to let you know, we're going to be doing an article about this. And the very next day, they had a crew out there fixing that dip.
It is the goofiest of things. The goofiest of things. I remember when they were doing the railroad rehab a couple of years ago, not the most recent one, but before that. And, they were just going to leave it like it was. And we'd shot video. And I'm like, this is bad. People are banging their cars against the, pavement. And so they took action. Isn't it crazy? It took somebody getting burned on spilled soup to get the road to just be functional. That's just I'm glad it's fixed, but, you wish it could have just been done right to begin with. The paper's full of all kinds of other things, double bridge run results. Gulf Breeze Historical Society is going to have a meeting tonight. Friends of the Gulf Breeze Library having their annual meeting on Saturday. Splash is coming next week. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Gives us a preview of what's in the paper every Thursday. Lisa, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the Breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Again, if you were kind of just joined us in the middle, I think what we know at the moment about the case out of Santa Rosa County is that she was wanted in connection with the homicide. And beyond that, I'm not sure that we know anything at this point. So I just want to make sure that we're clear about what we do or don't know. And I may be wrong. I may have missed a report or misreporting on that, but I certainly don't want to, convey anything that would be inaccurate. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Just one accident to let you know about on Highway 29. If you're going southbound, just south of Broad Street, it's causing some delays in that area. But other than that, we are rolling good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about the next vehicle or, maybe you're not yet. Maybe you're not really thinking buy a car, but what you are thinking is, man, I don't love this car so much anymore. And I know you put off, what you do is, if you're like me, maybe you're different, but if you're like me, you put up with it for a while, and then you really put up with it. And then you really put up with it, and you're like, okay, fine. Need to go looking for a new car. Look, you deserve better. You do. You deserve a car that you enjoy. You spend enough time in your car, okay? And you deserve a car that you're going to like getting into, that you really look forward to getting into. It is such a nice thing when you move into that newer car and you're like, oh, all this time. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Go to Frontier Motors, look around. They've got a lot of different cars, about 300 on the lot, so you can shop to your heart's content, compare types, even try different types of cars. If you've been thinking about getting a minivan or another minivan, maybe it is time for a or a sedan or a Jeep or, I don't know, a sports car. You know, if you don't have to cart the kids around, maybe so. The point is, look around. They got a lot of cars. You can check all out. Good used cars, 1 to 3 or 4 years young, 10 to 40 or 50,000, maybe a more, like 30 or 40 is more normal for them. And they warranty everything to 10 years or 100,000 miles. So good quality cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Our Senators Ashley Moody and Rick Scott and Representative Jimmy Patronis are standing up for radio listeners like us by supporting legislation to keep AM radio in cars. They know the value of local radio in times of emergency. Now it's time for Congress to finish the job and pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Learn more at dependonam.com. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights, 7 to 10, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Autobots, transform and roll out!
Adjunct law professor at the University of Florida.
That's right.
And you're earning $100,000 a year for that.
That's right.
And I guess the average is considerably less. According to one report I saw, I think is $5,000. So I'm not saying that's true or not true.
I think the reporters out there tend to have an angle and an agenda. They certainly don't always highlight all the facts.
Wait. They have an angle and agenda and they don't highlight the facts. The facts are that it's a norm to get paid $5,000 and you're getting paid $100,000 to teach a 2-hour a week course once in the fall and once in the spring. Those are the facts, bro. This is James Uthmeyer doing an interview with Dara Kim of the News Service of Florida. And I just want to let you hear it. This is, we talked about this yesterday. Okay. This is fascinating. Here goes. This is the rest of the interview. There's about 2.5 minutes worth of it.
A lot of, I'm not a guest lecturer. I'm not just coming in, doing a lecture and leaving. I'm on the part-time faculty. I'm also part of the Law and Government Institute, where I advise, mentor students, help with career placement and advancement, do some other lectures on campus. Currently, I'm doing 2 classes this year. We'll see, if I'm able to juggle everything, we'll see if I expand on that going forward.
So, and by the way, 2 classes is not at a time. It's 1 class in the fall, 1 class in the spring, a 2-hour class once a week in each case. A mini seminar, you might say, a 2-hour once a week class is 3 weeks or 3 hours is normal. Some classes that are lighter, content or whatever, you might have just a 2-hour week class, whatever the point is. And I know he's trying to, say he's doing all these other things. And I don't think those are for pay, though. I think this is the paid, the paid is the teaching. But OK, continue. But what, this is the Florida Attorney General, by the way. We talked about this yesterday in case you're new to the story.
But when I was, you know, I was looking at moving on from the governor's office, mm-hmm. I had been there since the beginning, you know, as counsel, then as chief of staff, was pretty burnt out and ready for a change. And I was leaning towards teaching full time. I've taught for 4 or 5 years now, really enjoy it. I was looking to get back to UF, which is my undergrad alma mater and has a terrific law school. Obviously, this AG job kind of came by surprise, but I was honored that
got in the way of your career as a law professor.
I was honored that UF was still willing to take me on part time. It is very time consuming.
Part time, $100,000. Just that alone is kind of interesting. But okay, so, you know, he was going to take a pay cut because of statute to go be the attorney general from being the chief of staff for the governor. So he needs to make up the pay somehow or other. Go on.
It is very time consuming. I take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. I love the students. I'm very accessible to them. What I'd say is when you look at law professor salaries across the country, $100,000 is not that crazy. And also, you know, the pay cut from governor's chief of staff to the AG was a significant drop off
really?
Based on statute, you know,
right.
$60,000-$70,000 cut.
So $60,000 or $70,000 pay reduction to go to be the AG instead of being chief of staff. He's got to make that up somehow. And he says, you know, look, law professors make a substantial amount of money. I did a super quick look. May of 2023, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average Florida law post-secondary instructor makes $142,000. That'd be for a full-time load. You know, so you're talking 4, maybe 5. Every school's going to be different, maybe 3. But, you know, $140,000 for a full-time load wouldn't quite do the math. You know, the math doesn't math on $100,000 for a two-hour a week gig, but okay, continue. Tell me more. What else you got?
It is very time consuming. I take it.
Oh, sorry. John has got traffic. Whatever. We'll come back to this in a second.
Yeah.
John's got traffic on the 5s. Meanwhile, go ahead.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, and 477-8782. Still dealing with the accident on Highway 29 going southbound, just south of Broad Street. And traffic is flowing just a little bit better now, but I'm still seeing some delays. Other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Right, thanks so much, John. Back to Attorney General James Uthmeyer talking to Darkham from the Florida News Service. I believe that's her affiliation. That's what I put her as, but just let me check her. Between the Lines with Darkham is the podcast, and she doesn't look like she's with the – I thought she was with Florida News Service. Anyway, it doesn't matter. She's a well-known journalist in Florida. And okay, back to James Uthmeyer giving his answer on why it's appropriate for him to get $100,000 to teach a part-time twice 2 hours a week class fall and spring at University of Florida Law School while sitting as the AG, a job for which he makes, I think it's $160,000 in that vicinity. Anyway, here we go.
And, you know, other cabinet members now and historically, they have other business and independent wealth and they're developers or, you know, whatever else mm-hmm. they are. I've been a public servant since I was a young lawyer. And when you have a growing family and 3 kids, you got to look for other ways to keep the lights on and keep food on the table.
I'd hate to see his light bill.
You need $260,000 to keep the lights on and feed the kids?
Hungry kids.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, must not be using LEDs.
My salary today is less than what first-year lawyers at my old law firm make. It's certainly, you know, consistent with what judges in the state make. I don't think it's in any way out of the ordinary, and I turned down multi-million-dollar offers to leave government and go into the private sector because I care very much about service and what we're doing to fight for the free state of Florida.
Is this what it's like when people gaslight you? Is this how that feels? Where they're so completely calm and, I mean, yeah, of course the Pope's a Lutheran. I mean, just look at his writings. He's obviously a follower of the Protestant Reformation. Haven't you read his prayers? People think the Pope is Catholic. That's so weird. Why would they even say something like that? I've turned down million-dollar offers to work in the private sector. Why would anybody even raise a question about me making $100,000 a year for teaching 2 hours a semester at a public institution. I just devoting my time to serve the public. And the fact that, I mean, I took a pay cut to go into, reporters just lie all the time. I don't even understand how this, my God. I mean, on the one hand, we got Jeremy Redfern, his deputy chief of whatever, just blowing up Twitter on Alex Andrade, deflecting, distracting, ad hominem attacking on things that are completely unrelated to the issue. We still don't have an answer on the transportation question. How does he get back and forth? I mean, I don't know that that's big of a deal. Maybe it's nothing. And now we got this. Why are you even asking these questions? I mean, God, do you know how much money I gave up to do this job? And here you're pestering me with these silly peasant inquiries? Am I wrong? John, am I reading this wrong?
You're not.
This is the most.
Oh, my goodness.
The most studied Oscar-level supporting actor performance I've ever seen on a. This is nothing. I mean, what's? Why would you even ask?
And the Oscar goes to?
Are you a serious journalist? I mean, why? Man. Well, I mean, well done. You know, well done. But again, I did teach logic for a living. You teach law for a living. I taught logic for a living. We'll just leave it at that.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. The one-time royal prince, Andrew, arrested on his birthday. And his brother, King Charles, says the law must take its course. Andrew charged with passing sensitive UK documents to dead sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Police say they took the brother of King Charles into custody on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Officers reportedly arrived at a royal estate in eastern England earlier this morning to make the arrest of the former prince, who turns 66 years old. Today,
President Trump convenes his Board of Peace in Washington. Two dozen countries attending, but not the Vatican's Pope Leo, who hoped the UN would handle world peace. A top hospital, NYU Langone Health, has ended its trans youth health program, both surgery and hormones. And Massachusetts Bay State Health will stop trans child hormone treatments. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is partly cloudy right now. We've got 71 degrees on a nice, warm start to our Thursday. We'll get our full forecast. Brooke Richardson has that for us up in just a few minutes. The Escambia Board of County Commissioners is meeting later this morning here in, about 45 minutes is when that meeting will kick off with public input. On their agenda today, they will be taking public comment on customary use at Perdido Key beaches. They'll also be discussing distributing $2 million in opioid abatement funding to local organizations. So we'll be following that meeting here throughout the morning and let you know what happens there. More than 1,000 high schools high school students across Northwest Florida got a hands-on look at careers in construction this week. It was a two-day event that let students operate heavy equipment and learn about jobs in road building, surveying, and engineering. FDOT says billions of dollars in construction projects are planned across the state over the next decade, and the industry needs workers. One student who attended last year's event is now working in FDOT's Milton Surveying Department. Students from five different counties participated in that construction career day. The Century Community Redevelopment Agency is getting back to work after a few years of inactivity. The CRA has about $191,000 available for projects to improve blighted areas of the town. This week's meeting was their first in years. Financial reports haven't been published since 2022. The CRA was created after a tornado in 2016. Well, Congressman Jimmy Patronis says he's pushing for cheaper access to Johnson Beach on the Gulf Islands National Seashore. He started a dialogue with the Interior Department about offering a daily rate instead of just the weekly passes.
My God, if this is public land, why are we charging people? Why can't we make it easier? So, got my full sympathy of trying to work on a solution of where we're going to change the way business is being done.
And currently, visitors have to purchase a weekly pass. Petronas does say public land should be easier for folks to access. Governor Ron DeSantis trying to build support for adding an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. He was in Kentucky yesterday meeting with lawmakers there. The governor wants Kentucky to be the 29th state to pass a resolution in support of a federal balanced budget amendment. DeSantis says Americans across the board support balanced budgets, and he believes it's not a partisan issue. The governor wrote on X, "We have to hold Congress to the same standards as we adhere to in our own households." Florida Senator Rick Scott trying to close what he believes to be a dangerous program from the Biden and Obama years. Senator Scott introduced the One Nation, One Visa Policy Act yesterday that calls for banning Chinese nationals from entering the U.S. without a valid visa and making sure they don't take part in any visa-free travel programs. He says it's in response to an Obama-era visa program that allowed Chinese nationals fast-track access to U.S. citizenship. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. We are back rolling accident-free, also delay-free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down this morning. Good job on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing temperatures warming up as we head into your afternoon near 76 degrees. 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64 degrees. For Friday, 70% chance of some showers, high near 77. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Going into Saturday, 60% chance of rain, high near 77 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 53. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is right now 71. We've got partly cloudy skies, looking like a very nice morning. And your money now this hour. Taking a look at our markets here at the opening bell, they are down. The Dow is down just over a 0.5% this morning at 49,380 and a half. The S&P is down about 0.5% at 6,844 and a half, and the NASDAQ down almost 0.75% right now at 22,594 and a half. The 10-year bond rate is up slightly, 4.08% this morning. Gold price is down 1340 at 4,996. 10 silver is up 30 cents at 77.90, and Bitcoin is down about $670 at $65,652 even. And looking at our financial headlines today, the landmark trial involving social media addiction in children continues today in Los Angeles. Yesterday, there was testimony from Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Attorney Matthew Bergman represents hundreds of plaintiffs in a consolidated set of cases, spoke after they got out of the courtroom.
It is our hope and expectation that as Meta and other companies have to bear the economic costs of their decisions to put profits over the lives of children, that will change their behavior.
And the young woman who's the plaintiff in the trial sued Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, as well as TikTok and YouTube. She says she became addicted to the social media sites as a child and, as an adult, has now experienced anxiety and depression. President Trump is in Georgia. He's taking his affordability tour on the road. The president's trip will focus on the administration's efforts to strengthen economic growth. He's expected to visit a steel distributor and deliver remarks on the cost of living. It's 8:38, our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There's no championship league for small business owners, but if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at lenovo.com/pro.
Lenovo. Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, it's another gallery night party in downtown Pensacola. But move to around Plaza Ferdinand, Government, and surrounding area due to construction on Palafox. Enjoy the art vendors, music, food, and the fun of the Pensacon theme. Saturday, check out the Palafox Market from 9 till noon. North Palafox will be filled with farm fresh produce, plants, baked goods, and more, with over 200 vendors. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news, right now.
Right now.
Here's Brian, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is a simple one, only because I think this is one you can't really get wrong, you know, and it always makes people feel comfortable when something you can't really get wrong for a frivolous topic. What goes in the glove box? What's in your glove box of your car? What are kind of, if you want to think about it, you can tell me what's actually in there now. That could be entertaining. But, you know, we once upon a time did a thing like, what do you have to have? What's supposed to be in the trunk? You know, jumper cables, that kind of stuff. What's the right stuff to have in your glove box? You know, if you're trying to teach a young driver how to stock the glove box, what goes in there? 437-1620, contents of your car's glove box, 437-1620. I can imagine some funny answers in this category as well. John, tell me a couple of key items that you would expect to find in a glove box of pretty much any car anywhere.
Registration.
Okay, sure.
Insurance.
Insurance and proof of insurance and registration. Right. That's where you keep them. Sure, good.
And if you haven't taken out the owner's manual yet, it's still going to be in there.
Where else would you put the owner's manual?
That's what I don't. That I don't know where else to put it.
Yes, it's made for it.
Right.
Like the owner's manual goes in the glove box because where else would you put it? Because when you need it, you don't need it somewhere else. You need it in the car.
That's what I was about to say. In a case of emergency, you're on the side of the road. How do I do this? It's right there.
It's right there in the car. How many gallons? How much oil? All the, you know, what's the PSA for the tires if you can't read it off of the thing on your door well? You know, like that's.
Or even you can't read the tire.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's all kinds of things. So, no, I totally agree. So not license. That's in your pocket. Proof of registration. Proof of insurance. Your insurance card should be in the, you know.
Or if you have a digital one, I get it.
That's fine.
But
yeah,
it's still the same.
But and also the instruction manual for the car, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes there's more than one. I will tell you the one that for me with Hondas, they have these radio codes, you know. So your radio gets, like, if the radio gets disconnected, it's to prevent it from being stolen and being used. And I can't tell you how many times that has come in handy, that's in the car. The radio doesn't work. Now it does, you know. So thank goodness.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'll give you one of my key things that ought to be in every glove box, a tire pressure gauge.
But I have TPM monitors on my tire.
You trust that nonsense? Mr. Technology?
No, it's technology. I mean, I'm just saying.
Those things go bad, too, and then over a long time, you know.
Yeah, over a long time. Yeah.
A tire gauge is an essential.
Digital or the sticky?
Oh no, the old mechanical ones. You know,
yeah.
It's very satisfying.
The one the little thing pops out.
Although I will say, and this won't fit in the glove box, but I will say one of the last year or so I acquired, finally, but for a different reason. One of the most useful things you can have in your car, this won't go in your glove box, is a battery powered. Air inflator.
Air pump.
Oh my God. I got it for bicycling because when a tire goes flat and you're biking away from the car, what are you going to repair it with? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I got it for, and it's been tremendously useful. But it's also been useful for us on trips, cars that run over things. I mean, it's very useful. And, of course, that has lights and other things on it. But anyway, that won't fit in your glove box, even though the one we've got is pretty small. But that's a very good thing to have in the car in general. All right, 437-1620, 437-1620. What goes in the glove box? All right, let's check the texts out here. Somebody says napkins. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm a side door wall for napkins more.
We just know some people have this issue and must have napkins
a lot
everywhere.
Of napkins everywhere. Yeah. Is that Talisha's got to have napkins everywhere? Is that you talking out your troubles at home on the air?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
this person says, in my glove box, I have napkins, I have extra fuses, and a Glock. Now, having a Glock in your glove box, as long as you can lock it, lock that Glock, or at least you lock your door.
I like that.
You like that? Yeah. The only thing is, a glove box is still quite a ways away from when you need it. I mean, if you need it right now, like, a glove box isn't going to help you in a carjacking. Not that they happen all that often. I mean, granted, it's useful. It's better than having it in the trunk, for sure. But
here's my question for you.
Oh, go on.
If you have a locking
glove box,
do you lock it or not?
Who? No. Only if you, like, leave the car for something and you leave a gun in it. I mean, yeah.
Well, I was just curious.
Like, under ordinary circumstances. Yours is locked right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not in the car.
No, but I'm just saying.
Normally,
yeah.
You know, I have to think about that because I don't think mine locks, and so I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember in past cars when I have had a locking glove box.
I'm just curious
what
about
was the
that.
Habit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that. Let's see, 437-1620, 437-1620. This says never gloves. Does that mean that they do or they don't? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they're joking. I'm not quite sure what that means. Let's see, car manual and repair maintenance receipts. Oh, that's a lot, though. If you keep, like, the history of
that is true.
But it is useful.
It is.
If you were to have at least the index of the things that have been done as opposed to the actual receipts. But the receipts themselves can come in handy, too. But that's a lot of space you're taking up in the car. So
you probably would have a file folder for it.
My wife would, yeah.
I figured.
One of those banker's boxes full.
Yes, that's what I figured.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. It is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. So their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down on your way about today. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, particularly if you're thinking about selling your house, hey, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are great at this. Or if you're just buying for the first time for whatever reason, but you just want to change, you know, upsize, for growing your family, or just want bigger and better, want to live by the beach, live in the city, live in the country, downsize, you know, empty nesting, first time, whatever the case may be, okay? Any kind of residential home sale or purchase, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can take care of you, even if you're buying a new home. You know, you want to work with the builder. You want to buy a new home. She can help with that as well. And you might think, well, I don't need a realtor for that. I just buy straight from them. Okay. I mean, true, it can be done that way, but she knows all the deals. She knows exactly what price is the right one to offer, and she can get you the very best price, and she'll make sure they do exactly what they're supposed to do because she knows and has done it so many times, and she'll walk through with you with, you know, walk through the home with you when you take possession and blue tape everything that's not quite right because a lot of times people are reluctant to say, well, that doesn't look right. And she knows and she'll tell you, no, that's not right. You need to get that fixed. And that's the point. She can definitely help you. And they do it all the time. She can definitely help you with even a new build. So buying, selling, used or new, any home, residential, 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, back to the question.
I forgot one thing.
Oh, all right.
I've got
Well, let's set up the question.
Okay, set it up. Go ahead.
Let me do my job.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. Okay, Andrew.
What are the key things that you keep in your glove box in your car? 437-1620. So far, we've got, what did we say, a tire pressure gauge, the insurance, manual for the car, insurance, and your registration. Okay? I always like to keep a knife in the glove box. It's good to have a knife when you need one. It's bad to need a knife and not have one, you know, and a knife in the glove box is a simple thing. Just don't go to NAS Pensacola with it. Can't have a weapon in the car. You were going to say, though.
Oh, a glass punch. I've got the one the size of a pin.
Okay, yeah, so to break out if you drive into water or something like that. The only thing is, in that circumstance, your glove box is quite far away, if you're, especially if you're constrained in your seatbelt, because usually the glass punchers always often have a cutter too for your belt. I keep it in the center console, so that's closer to me.
You know what? I may move mine now.
Yeah, just because that extra foot or two of reach is,
you're right,
like with the gun, same thing. You want it close instead of far. So 437-1620, owner's manual. Somebody says extra napkins, registration, emergency kit. When I was high school, let's just say dating aids. Would that be a activity facilitators? The kinds of things a guy might carry for
activities.
Contingencies.
Yeah, in case you need it.
Also a flashlight. And I will say this, you know, being married for, you know, 28 years now, the nature of emergencies that men and women have are different.
Mm-hmm.
Feminine emergencies necessitate certain items.
Feminine products.
Yeah. I'm trying not to say stuff,
well,
John.
But I'm saying what everybody else is saying.
If you look in my glove box, you find stuff. Okay, 437-16.
Whoa, Andrew, we gotta talk.
Because, you know, okay. I'm married and I love my wife. Let's see. Old receipts from parking passes at national parks. Oh, okay. So it's a collectible. It's like a historical thing. Title proof of insurance, owner's manual, and a 9mm. Well done. I like that. Just lock it up, or at least lock your car. Registration, insurance, owner's manual, tissue paper. Kleenex tissue paper? Is that?
Yeah.
I guess tissue paper is the generic. Hear people say that. Somebody says, I'm now having to consider organizing. I'm going to have to take out some old paper maps. Now, oh, up until recently, I had the maps. And then I kept the maps, but I moved them to the trunk, and I did finally get rid of most of the maps, most of my paper maps.
Those are collector's editions.
Nobody needs an old map of Oregon.
Oh, well, that's true.
You know, but I do still have a paper map, one of the, like, book-style ones in my trunk of Pensacola. I don't know why. It's like if
Can I introduce you to something?
If the grid goes down, it's not like I'm going to get out the trunk and figure it out. But, yes, obviously I use maps on my phone. That's not
an
issue.
You can download the offline. Just in case the grid goes down.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Okay. Let's see. Somebody says here, a half pint of whiskey, chips and crackers.
I was thinking scotch.
Well, if it's not open, you're okay.
Yeah, true.
If it's open, that's not good. Somebody says, not ketchup and other condiments because they go bad, I guess, or in the heat, you know?
Yeah.
I keep, my wife is like, she likes a few french fries with her ketchup. So we keep ketchup in the sidewall. For just such an emergency. Toilet paper is all, that doesn't fit, though.
Well, I mean, if you tear it or squish it down or do something, I don't know. Just think about it for a while.
I don't think you should be playing
Maybe
with the toilet paper
roll.
That much. A screwdriver, somebody says. Tylenol. Oh, yeah, definitely keep a bottle of, I do ibuprofen. I'm not Tylenol, but yeah. Pills, you know, that you might need in the emergency kit or my first aid kit's in the trunk. Flashlight, fuses, the window breaking tool, somebody says. A windshield ice scraper.
For the once in a year.
Hey, when you need it, you need
it's
it.
It's there.
That's right. You need it when you need it. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I haven't had a chance to play this, and now it's kind of dated. This is from more than a month ago, but did you happen to see that we were featured on Jeopardy?
No. Do you want me to turn your computer
on? Yeah, turn my computer on here. All right, you ready?
400.
The Florida Department of Transportation affirmed it had this type of machine after a January 2025 storm. Ryan.
What's a snowplow?
Yes. And what?
We made Jeopardy.
Escambia County FDOT snowplow Woo-hoo. Made Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And that was, ironically, that was just this year, even though, of course, it was last year we had a snowstorm, and it was actually in 2014 was when they bought the thing after that. 2014? Yeah, the ice storm in 2014. That's the one, because that's when we moved here. All right. My glove box has never had gloves in it. Oh. That glove box never had gloves.
Yeah, we get it.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it now. I guess that's an old thing from
it
back
is.
In the day when the people yep. wore the driving gloves or whatever. Napkins, hairbrush, extra pair of sunglasses. Guilty. Hand sanitizer along with the owner's manual. I keep those things, but in other places in the car, sidewall normally. Napkins or tissues. This might be odd, but I keep bear mace. You never know. That's what they said.
True.
Flashlight, spare cigarettes and lighter, spare mags for my rifle under the back seat. Fuses. We're getting all kinds of good answers here. Sunglasses.
That's what somebody said.
Somebody has circumlocuted more effectively than I did. They say future baby blockers. Oh, you know the puppy monkey baby. This is an ad for a company. Future baby blocker. Future mm-hmm. baby blocker. Future baby blocker.
I can see it.
is he joking about contraception on the radio? I thought he was a Christian. I am. And also, yes, pilots call them
piddle bags.
I'm just going to move on. I don't know what all this is. I can't read it all. Let's see. Cash I hide from my teenage boys.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't even keep change anymore. I used to keep change in my car. I don't keep change in my car anymore. But yeah, emergency money. That makes sense. Also have a 5-pound extinguisher in your trunk. That's a good one too. And
I love this.
We are getting some of the most creative workarounds this morning. Somebody says, is a glove box for love gloves?
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
February is Customer Appreciation Month at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery machines. This month, all Bernina machines are 25% off of MSRP. Bernina machines are made to create. So create something cool this month with Bernina and Daryl's. Daryl's of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Healing can start with a single seed.
A single space.
A single act of kindness.
I'm Lieutenant Kilgan with Escambia County Sheriff's Office. For over 20 years in Pensacola law enforcement, I've seen heartbreaking child abuse cases.
Gulf Coast Kids House provides therapy to help these children recover.
That's why Leadership Pensacola's Class of 2026 is assisting Gulf Coast Kids House in creating a healing garden to support their therapists.
Your support today helps plant seeds of healing for tomorrow.
Visit PensacolaChamber.com to donate to the LEAP Class Project.
Ladies, join us to be the impact in 2026. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, a women's organization that has given over $18 million to nonprofits right here. Meet other members and hear about the impact our funding has made at meet and mingle sessions through mid-February. Women 18 and older are invited to join us by March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org. That's impact100pensacola.org.
You're not looking for an argument. You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
How does it work?
I know not, my liege.
Consult the Book of Armaments.
Armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 to 21.
Yeah, you definitely want to keep the holy hand grenade in your glove box, that's for sure. 8:57, News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, and generates a positive return on investment to Escambia County taxpayers. Back to rolling accident-free again. Good news on that. Looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good, and everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. This morning we've got a Escambia County Commission meeting happening. The big subject, I'm sure, is going to be the customer use conversation, which we've talked about many, 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 many times on this show. What I would expect out of that conversation, aside from a lot of public speakers, is going to be that I would expect them to move forward with an ordinance, so they're going to have a public hearing for that ordinance at a future date. That ordinance would set up the framework for establishing customary use on Perdido Key, and so then it would be the ordinance gets passed, and then you would have the hearings about to satisfy the ordinance in order to declare public use, and I would think that probably that's going to be a 4-1 vote. I would think that Steve Stroberger is going to vote against that since it's his district and he has said he is going to die on this hill. But we'll see. I mean, you never know. They might decide not to declare public use. They might decide not to customer use. They might just decide not to you know, create an ordinance at all. And so you don't need to have a public hearing. I don't know. I don't know, because several of them, as I'm thinking it through, you know, how is that? Man, that's a bad cough. I don't like that one at all.
Cough.
It just got me all the wrong way. I was trying to think, like, how is Mike Kohler going to vote on this? How is Ashley Hoffberger going to vote on this? And I don't really know. I don't have a real good sense of it. I know, you know, they all understand. Steve is the only one I think is for sure going to vote against it. And it's his district. So that's going to be interesting, too, because a lot of times they defer to the person about things that are in their district. Let's see. There's going to be a traffic light coming to 97 and 297A, or at least that's on the agenda to talk about that. To authorize, I'm not quite sure where the status is. Johnson Beach, the daily rate is, they're working on that. There's also supposed to be digital signs to tell you about, you know, available access on Johnson Beach. That's kind of an interesting one as well. They're also going to be talking about the ITL paratransit, flex transit stuff. I would think that will probably come up today. And the jail lawsuit is definitely on the agenda. The Witzel Green Cadell and the jail lawsuit that's been, I mean, years now. I mean, how long has that jail been there? And we still have this ongoing litigation surrounding that. So should be a very long, fairly interesting meeting that's coming up, you know, in about a half an hour. Thanks for listening. Meg's next. Stream.